This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show Podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Mercado Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 and change here in the great Northeast this beautiful Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great Serenity Care personal care community, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like John Randazzo, West Wyoming, Daryl Jones, Oliphant, and Dr. Hugo Mori, Clark Summit by way of Old Forge. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of this morning. Well, I was reached out to on behalf of Ilan Bentov. He's writer and co-director of something called The True Cost of Defense. It's a one-hour documentary that peels back the layers of the U.S. defense budget, revealing its deepest cost, the human one. And it's not his only work, but it is outstanding. And he's on to talk about it now. He's only got a couple of minutes, but we'll try to use those wisely. Mr. Bentov, welcome to the Bob Cordaro Show.
Thanks very much, Bob.
All right, tell us about this. This is important stuff.
I agree. We wanted to take a look at a very big expense paid for by U.S. taxpayers, the defense budget. And we also wanted to look at other costs, public funds that go into running, operating, and paying for the post-service costs of our military.
And what did you discover, and what are you going to reveal with this great documentary, The True Cost of Defense?
Sure. If you look up the defense budget, a lot of times you'll see this big pie chart, a lot of slices in it with different categories adding up to something over $800 billion. And we wanted to look into what those slices really meant, what goes into that, and why it costs so much. But we also wanted to look at other costs outside of the defense budget that are very much connected to our military, but are oftentimes ignored or thought of as unrelated. Certain things that are clearly related, like the VA budget, over $400 billion, but also certain costs pertaining to the State Department, Department of Energy, And also the money that Americans freely give to charitable organizations that support veterans, the military, and their families.
When you put that in context, Mr. Bentoff, that is a staggering amount of money.
It is a lot of money. One thing I do like to look at is charitable contributions. About $2.5 billion that Americans have given to veteran and military charities since 9/11, which, while compared to the defense budget, is a small amount. When you consider that on top of the taxes that are already paid to fund the military, that so many Americans still want to give more to fill little gaps in serving the military and their families. But, we're approaching $1.5 trillion when you take all of these things into account that I described. And really, probably the biggest takeaway from the whole project was the human cost of it all, how much it costs to recruit and train, house and care for, and eventually pay for retirement costs and pensions for those who serve in the military. It's very much the cost of the people that make up the military that is the biggest expense, even though people tend to focus more on things like fighter jets and aircraft carriers.
Now, it's going to this documentary, and you've got another obligation, I understand. So it's going to be on public television, PBS, and also available on the PBS video app. It's called The True Cost of Defense. Is it available now?
Yeah, that's right. It started rolling out on different public television stations across the country on November 1st. So you can always check local listings, and it is streaming on YouTube as well.
What conclusions, Ilan Bentoff, did you come to? I don't know. To me, and we talk about it on this show a lot, the calcification of our Pentagon. We're spending twice as much to get one-third of what we used to get. Or seem to get out of our military spending. Am I wrong on that? Am I overestimating the problem, or is it something that you saw as well?
Yeah, we spoke to a lot of people, and we witnessed both sides of that point, that argument. People at the Pentagon, people in the private sector, sort of professionals and experts on these subjects. It is true. The U.S. spends far more than near peers, as they're called, nations like China and Russia. But as one expert pointed out, the goal is not parity. The goal is overwhelming superiority in an effort to win in a conflict, and more importantly, avoid a conflict just by virtue of being that much more powerful. But that sort of discourse does exist. I mean, you look at the conflict in Ukraine where, $800 drones are doing jobs that sometimes are carried out with, $1.5 million missiles.
Yeah.
And people at the Pentagon are thinking about these things. I will say that this is one of those projects where the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that while we came out of the project knowing a lot more, it just raised a lot more questions. So it's worth exploring and seeing what the future bears out as far as those things go.
As currently configured, do you think our defense establishment, the Pentagon, can ever get the same bang for the buck that, say, the Red Chinese are getting? Even though they're only a theater player, they're not a true global player militarily, we've got to play in their theater. It just seems like they're getting a lot more bang out of their buck.
Yeah, I mean, you look at things like U.S. Navy and the Chinese Navy, and as I'm sure you know, the Chinese Navy has more ships that cost less, and it's tempting to pursue that avenue of things to try and align with the way that they are doing things. And far be it from me to claim to be a naval expert, but there are a lot of capabilities that the U.S. is uniquely possessed of that a lot of the folks in the Pentagon would be loath to give up. We spent some time on the newest aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford. The captain said something early on in our interview with him. He said, I think this is the most expensive object ever made by mankind. And on the one hand, you feel a sort of pride. But on the other hand, you wonder, is that a worthwhile cost?
Yeah.
A lot of folks feel like we're in a technological transition time right now. You know, we haven't had a major world conflict in a while. And as a result, a lot of the platforms that cost a huge amount of money have not been, disposed of or canceled because there's a lot of unknowns in what will be needed.
Yeah. People even questioning whether an aircraft carrier has value in today's military and today's geopolitical circumstances. His name is Elon. I lost your name.
No problem.
Elon Bentov. No, that's mine. Lose my own. But Elon Bentov, his. Documentary is The True Cost of Defense. It's a one-hour public television documentary from Free to Choose Media. He looks at the full human and financial impact of Americans' military might. It's available via American Public Television for national broadcast. It'll be on our local PBS. It's also streaming via PBS Video on their app. It started in November, so it can be seen. Man, we could spend hours on this, Elon. I appreciate you coming on to at least scratch the surface. We've got to watch the documentary.
If I could point out one thing before we go, there is a nice piece on Toby Hanna Army Depot, which is right in your area.
Oh, neat!
This program, so local viewers may enjoy that.
That's part of the documentary.
Yeah, that's right.
How neat! That's very. I'm so happy you pointed that out. You're welcome back anytime to talk more about this and the entire the documentary and the entire subject. But we appreciate you coming on with us today.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Elon Bentov. He is the writer, director of this documentary, "The True Cost of Defense," on public television. We'll be back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I don't know why. I always thought it was spending the night together. That's Dr. Hook. Murph tells us he moved into the top 10 charts at number 10 with his hit Sharing the Night Together. This date, 1978. And of course, before that, 1982. A permanent artificial heart. First one at the University of Utah Medical Center. Wow. Bob Cadaro back. W-I-L-K and all of that stuff. Let's go to Bill from Pittston. He's been very patient with us. How are you, my friend?
Very good. Great, great radio. Give me a chance to praise you. There is no radio program anywhere near the quality. Entertainment, education, informative. I love Rick Bigelow. I could listen
great
to him for hours.
Great.
You deserve a lot of credit. It's really good. You know, I can't think of a better way to spend a snowy morning, but anytime listening to that. Like I said, I excuse the praise, but you deserve it.
But Bill, we always say this. I get who this audience is. They're smart. They want to learn. They'll go off subject. They want to know their history because it's their future, and they get that. And so, again, it's a tribute to the audience as much as anything else.
When I was 17, I worked at the VA hospital in occupational therapy, and I would listen to the vets, and they wouldn't talk to just anybody, but amongst themselves. And I used to love to listen to these guys talk. And I met a guy named Roger Kloss, and he'd been cut down by a North Korean machine gun, and he told me his buddy had been literally shot in two, and I was fascinated listening to those stories. Yeah. I learned so much listening to the vets, and it at the time it wasn't forgotten more. And you and Bigelow are bringing the proper accolades to these wonderful veterans. So God bless the military. God bless the Marines. I mean, in this world, we see these crazy communists like that idiot in Nashville running, tearing down America, which is what the Democrats do. You're lifting us up.
What's interesting, there's two books about the Korean War for those that are interested in it. Number one, maybe the most influential part of that is Douglas MacArthur. And the book I read decades ago, American Caesar, really got into his psyche, who he was, what he was about. And the other was The Coldest Winter, David Halberstam, about the Korean War. It is, I mean, it's a tome, but it is worth reading to understand what these men went through and how brutal that Korean conflict was.
Thanks. I'm going to look that up. Very fascinating.
Well, Halberstam's the best, as you know, but he was the best, I should say. But yeah, the Coldest Winter, unbelievable book, unreal.
Let me ask you, what do you think Rick Bigelow's position is on MacArthur and yours, and your opinion of Truman and his Truman.
We're pretty skeptical of MacArthur. He had, I don't go into it or put Rick, because he's an historian and he's an objective historian. I'm not. he had so much arrogance, and he made big mistakes. But he made brilliant moves at the same time, and you got both of those together. But he had obvious blind spots, which cost lives.
You know? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I also think Truman was highly overrated. I think the two things he did that were great, he dropped the bomb on Japan, and he also integrated the army. But other than that, I think I don't think he knew what he was doing for the most part.
Well, I admire Truman's courage, political courage. But he was a small town politician when it came down to it. He was a machine politician. I'm almost like, well, I think he did incredibly well given his background and lack of experience. He doesn't go down as a great president in my book, but he goes down as an important one because of the things he finished and because he dropped the bomb, but also because he did things like fire MacArthur, which was completely, man, beyond guts to fire MacArthur at that time. And, you know, everything's complicated in many ways, but I also look back fondly at a normal Democrat.
That's true.
You know, we just don't have people like him anymore.
He was a local politician. Yeah. All politics are local. But the thing is, he's also a member of KKK.
And you know, the time that he lived in and the place you grew up in governed a lot of things that you did. Did you grow beyond them? Which I think he did for the most part, dictates who you are in my book. You know?
Yeah, that's true. But I even quibble about MacArthur being fired. I mean, I have mixed feelings on that. Like you said, he had great successes. And he cost a lot of lives.
Well, his idiocy that we saw here, sending the troops he wanted to go into China. And he was, that's what he was preparing to do, and the Chinese knew it. And it led to the debacle that we had to save ourselves from, the Chosin Reservoir retreat. He just, too many mistakes. Too many mistakes and too much ego-driven.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you so much.
Are you coming to our book event? You really should.
When's that?
When's
the book event?
Thursday, December 11th, noon to 1 here at the studios, at our event space. We're going to have Chris Finazzo, my old, buddy from Fort Dix, who has a great book out called Reflections of a Town Driver, and Matt Birkbeck, who is a tremendous author. He wrote The Quiet Don, The Life We Chose, The Wicked, and he's got a new book coming out, The Bookie, and many others made into movies and everything else. So a real heavyweight author. Both of them will be here at the studios noon on December 11th, next Thursday.
Okay, noon.
Yes.
I got it.
You got to RSVP on WILKLnewsradio.com. They have events, and you press on events and RSVP, and you're in.
All right, I'll be there.
Great. Look forward to it.
Well, thanks again.
Always
great, great radio.
Thank you, my man. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll come back. We got a bunch of people calling in, and so we want to talk to all of them. But first, we're going to have Marco Marcinko from the Scranton Jazz Festival to tell us about something happening very soon. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga, friend of the veteran, and one of his great companies featured today, the Serenity Care Personal Care Community. Four locations: Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. All of these facilities have been completely renovated inside and out and accepting new residents. John has a passion for providing the highest quality senior care in the area, and they have become the gold standard of senior care. Serenity Care, personal care community. Dr. Hugo Mori, we lost him November 20th. Born in Old Forge, graduate Old Forge High School, member of the Old Forge basketball and baseball teams. Decades after he left Old Forge High School, people would recall he made the shot from midcourt at the Catholic Youth Center in Scranton. He completed his degree at Penn State University and proudly served us for 2 years in the U.S. Navy in Charleston, South Carolina. He then moved to Philadelphia, where he graduated from Jefferson Medical College, completed a urology residency, and came back home. Married his high school sweetheart and lifelong companion, Jean Stavisky, and they raised two daughters. He eventually split his time between Clark Summit and Longboat Key, Florida. In 1967, Hugo joined his brother Gino to open his urology practice in Scranton, PA, which grew and evolved into Delta Medics, where he worked until his retirement in 2001. Hugo loved being a physician. He was fascinated by the surgical cases. He enjoyed interacting with office and hospital staff, and most of all, appreciated the opportunity to treat patients with dignity and care. Hugo Mori was an avid reader, frequently consulting the dictionary to expand his vocabulary. He loved the theater, and his happiest moments, they were on the tennis court, where he was a fierce competitor. The last 15 years, he suffered with Alzheimer's disease. But even then, he never forgot to say thank you for the many gifts in his life, and he always insisted that ladies go through the door first. Hugo Mori lives behind his admired and cherished brother, Gino, his devoted brother-in-law, Eli, and Paula Stavisky, wonderful nieces and nephews. He was predeceased by his wife, Jean, in 2024. But his children survive him, as well as his adored grandchildren and three beautiful great-grandchildren. Dr. Hugo Mori, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast as the snow falls. From our man, meteorologist Joe Snedeker, winter weather advisory is on for the day. Today, snow developing in the morning, accumulating 2 to 5 inches in the Valley Cities, up to 8 inches possible in the Poconos. The high today should be about 30 degrees outside the studio as I speak to you. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 25. Wednesday, sunny and cold, high 35. Thursday, cloudy and breezy, chance of an afternoon and evening shower, snow showers, high 35. Bob Kidder back with you, and let's go to our man, Marco Marcinko. How are you, my friend?
Bob, how you doing on this first snowfall, setting up the winter season?
Couldn't be much better.
I hope you're cozy and warm in that studio of yours.
Well, when I get cold, I do my push-ups. Then we're back, you know?
Okay.
Sue Henry says when she comes in, she goes, "Here, I'm here to have my free heat."
There you go.
But I say this, I'm heating my house as I speak, so let me get back there.
There you go. I understand that.
Well, tell us, Marco, you got this amazing jazz festival, but the thing is you provide jazz for the people in Northeast PA all year, and you've got another event coming up.
Well, we have this wonderful Christmas spectacular that has become an annual event, just like the Scranton Jazz Festival runs in August, the first weekend of August every year. Now we have this beautiful holiday show that we like to do in December, and that's going to happen this Sunday on December 7th at 5:30 p.m. at the Bellarmine Theater, which is located at Prep High School. It's a beautiful theater. And we're going to bring our Christmas spectacular into this theater, and we're going to have the Emmy-nominated Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band perform with some performers coming in from New York right off the Broadway stage. Foz Shipley, who was in Miss Saigon for several years, 5-time MAC Award winner, is going to be one of our performers. Gabrielle Ruiz, who was in the Heights, A Chorus Line, If Then, and on numerous TV shows like Modern Family, My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, some films, indie films as well, Star Trek Lower Decks. She's going to be a performer. Oh, and a vocal trio called the Randy Andes are coming in from New York City. Very great. They're kind of like the Andrew Sisters meets Postmodern Jukebox, contemporary, really cool. All of these performers are going to play with the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band. We're going to do some holiday classics. We're going to do some highlights of the Nutcracker Swinging Nutcracker Suite. We're going to pay tribute to 60 years of a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, neat!
And it's going to be a real, real cool holiday show. And I'm also going to say that we have a student component with the show because our students that we work with in the summer are going to do a holiday combo, and the PA Jazz Institute at Misericordia University students are going to, they're going to also perform as the opening act. So it's going to be a full docket of entertainment on Sunday, December 7th at 5:30 at the Bellarmine Theater at Prep High School.
Well, you got to call in Friday or something because, yeah, we've got to remind people. We'll get you in maybe at 9:35 or something on Friday to get it to a slightly different portion of our audience. Love it.
I'll gladly do that. I just want to say that if people are looking for tickets, very easy, ScrantonJazzFestival.org. Everything is right there for them to click on a button and purchase their tickets, or they could get them at the door the day of the show. And I'm hoping you'll be able to come and
me too,
and have a great time. It's going to be totally swinging and totally a really good Christmas sort of spirit.
This theater, and I didn't know it was called the Bellarmine Theater, but this theater at Scranton Prep High School right there on Wyoming Avenue is awesome. It is a beautiful theater.
It's a beautiful theater. It's very modern. And a lot of people don't realize that that's there, because it's in the high school, but it was built several years ago, and they did a really great job with it.
December 7th, this Sunday, coming Sunday. What time?
5:30.
All right. 5:30
show. Doors open at 5. 5:30 show. You're going to have a great time. Oh, please bring an unwrapped toy for the kids, because we're going to have bins there. We're doing a toy drive. It's going to go to the WRC. We Respect and Care used to be the Women's Resource Center.
Yeah.
And Santa is going to make an appearance, collect the toys, and say a few nice words to the people for bringing them.
Now, Santa Claus is not going to be you, is it?
Well,
you'd make a great Santa Claus.
Marco, thank you very much, Bob, for that.
I have a lot
to do that day, so I will not be playing Santa Claus.
Well,
but
right.
He is coming. He is coming from the North Pole.
Unwrapped toy Sunday, 5:30 on December 7th. At the Scranton Pep Theater, right there on Wyoming Avenue, plenty of parking, easy to get into, and all that kind of thing. The Christmas special by Scranton Jazz, love it. And we'll talk to you again later this week, Marco. Appreciate
it. Okay, talk to you on Friday. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Be safe out there. Bye.
Take care. One more event that's coming up this week. Our friend Peter from Shavertown. And let's sneak in and talk about it. We've got this Keep Christ in Christmas gathering at Luzerne County Courthouse this Thursday. How are you, Peter?
Very good. Good morning, Bob. LTS.
LTS back.
And thanks for the opportunity to follow up. But last week's call, we did, in fact, mention the Keeping Christ in Christmas event. That is, as you say, this Thursday at Luzerne County Courthouse. One little twist, which is good for the opportunity to add today, is given the weather issues, as well as looks like some colder temperatures on Thursday, we're going to move this in to the courthouse inside.
Oh, neat.
for a 4 p.m. event inside the courthouse on Thursday. And by the way, that's just prior to the annual Christmas lighting ceremony at, I think, 5 p.m. in the courthouse. So if you're planning to go to that, please come out a little sooner and participate and help us. But again, the event involves presentation of several Christmas Bible readings for telling of Jesus's birth, each of which is followed by a Christmas hymn in which everybody, is invited to participate. But it only lasts about 25, 30 minutes, so it's a good way for us to try to get people not to forget about the reason for the season and not get lost in all the parties and the gift shopping and that kind of thing.
4 o'clock Thursday, and because it's going to be cold, you're going to move it inside. So if people had concerns about that part of it for attending, you've addressed it.
That should help us out, and really, we can't thank you enough and invite everybody to participate and come out and don't forget what this season really is all about.
All right. Well, listen, sneak in a call if you can on Thursday. We'll mention it again because it's a great event and it's important. It's something that,
it is.
There's got to be an event that people go to in the midst of this, all the silly hullabaloo surrounding Christmas, to center them to understand what it is. And I think that's
no
great.
Doubt. And hopefully this keeps the focus where it needs to be. But thank you so much. And we will take advantage of that opportunity and hope to talk to you Thursday.
All right, Peter, thank you so much. Thursday at 4 o'clock inside the courthouse, Luzerne County Courthouse. And if you haven't been there before, it's actually worth going to see. The inside of that courthouse is gorgeous. It's as beautiful as the outside. Thursday at 4, reason for the season deal. We need this. You do need it. Don't have time to sneak in another call, so let's take a break, and we'll come back. Bob Cadaro, the eponymous program, will roll on. Michael Jackson, Murph says his video for his hit Thriller shown for the first time on MTV. Remember that? This date, 1983, Bob Cadaro. It's not the one where he got burned. What was it? Was that a Pepsi commercial? I don't know. I don't remember anymore. Bob Cadaro back with you. Somebody texted in. You are so blind as the millions of dollars we're spending on Trump golf trips and Vance many vacations. Okay for them to do it, but not okay to feed kids with SNAP. Now, this is like a typical uninformed Trump derangement syndrome. And I love you. You're a listener. Fine. But please be informed. Do you know we spent $100 billion on SNAP in 2024? Did you know that? Did you know we spend tens of millions of dollars on transporting and protecting the president and the vice president and all of that anyway? Same under Joe Biden. I don't get it. What's your point? You telling me we're not spending enough on SNAP? Especially in a state like Pennsylvania, where the governor doesn't even check whether they're American citizens receiving it. My gosh, what's the matter with you? Would you please think? Please think. Just don't let your derangement syndrome and your dislike for Trump, Vance, Republicans, whatever, to make you sound stupid. Dear Lord, it is. It's exhausting going through this stuff with people. Somebody pointing out that Charlie Brown Christmas is celebrating 60 years. Well, you'll hear it at the jazz presentation Sunday at Scranton Prep Theater. Unwrapped toys means you remove the wrapper. I know. You know what he means. You know what he meant. Don't put a bow and a ribbon and Christmas wrapping on it. That's all. Come on, man. Oh, Lord. In any event, Luciana, my apologies. We won't get to you today, and I wanted to, because we're talking about things right up your alley. Hey, remember, next Thursday, would love to meet a lot of you guys. You go to WILKNewsRadio.com. Next Thursday, here at the station, in our event space, we're going to have two great authors, Chris Finazzo, and I mean a professional writer, Matt Birkbeck. Awesome. They'll talk about their books, sign their books, all that kind of thing here at the studios. You go to WILKNewsRadio.com, go under contest and events. You'll find it, and you'll see the book signing with both of these authors. 12-1 next Thursday, December 11th. You sign up and RSVP very easily by going online. All right, guys, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's noon. That means I'm done. Sue Henry show next. Rob O'Donnell show after that. But for now, we've got to say adios. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning at 9-ish. It was the Bob Cadaro Show. God bless you. Have a great afternoon. Drive safe.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.